Blog Talk Radio.
To the words that he has written
for your hearing. Now, sheep, let us say a prayer to our Father in heaven for all the goodness that he has bestowed upon us, whether or not we know it or not, but he has. Our Father in heaven, thank you for all the goodness that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for this day. It's a beautiful day in Detroit right now. Thank you for everything, for your protection. Thank you for correcting us when we're wrong. Bless you for taking excellent care of us. Father, please restore us today, right now. I know that it may not be your will, and make my will your will too. We do not know when you will be back, but I know that you are here, and I am telling the people, they were listening, if they will listen, to change their mind from doing whatever is wrong and start doing what is right. I listened to a radio program today, and it reminded us of Genesis 1, chapter 15. And I'm going to remind us to read that. That's when you were coming back. You told Abraham after 400 years you were going to come back and get us. And that 400 years, June, I'd say July, I forgot the time that was in our book when I was in school, but it was in June or July that you're coming back. And that was in 1619. And in 2019, the 400 years would be up, and it's right around June and July. And Pastor this morning said in August, but I don't know. We don't know what time, but I am expecting you back next year. That's why I'm asking you to give me the help and the strength and the right mind to say the things that you will have me to say to your sheep, because we know that heaven has, that we know that hell has widened itself to take as many people as it can. And we don't want that. I know I don't want to go to hell. Although it's been said, all righteous, but hell is waiting for me too. And I reject that. I plan to go to heaven where you are, Father. Thank you for giving me and all that who watches me sane mind and good health. Although Satan did try to hurt me in the last year or so, but thank you for bringing me back. Natural disasters as well as chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, and blessing us sheep with prosperity and good health. In Yeshua's name, I say that prayer. His name is Yeshua, better known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Lead My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am reading from the book of Genesis this week. Today I will be reading in chapter 42 and 43, if our Father blesses me to do that. I'm going to read as much as I can before our Father in heaven comes back to get us, and hopefully he will keep me in good health where I can read to you what he has already said to us, and I hope that you all will remember I want you to have your three P's ready. They are your pen, paper, and pencil so that you can reference whatever I say or jot down any scripture that I might say to you, sheep. And those who are not sheep will follow me and listen to what I am saying. And you can check it out. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I don't have a real Bible. I just have a version of what is supposed to be real. So come on with me, sheep, and follow with me. Or follow along with me. Now, you might be able to pronounce the words better than I, but that's okay. My father told me to do, to read. He said to feed his sheep, and I do it the best way that I can. And a lot of times I mispronounce words, but you can listen to me and then go back over the stories that I may read to you and verify that I'm saying to you what is in the Bible, not what I have said to you, but what our Father has told his prophets and whoever else to write in his Bible, his book. So I am going to read in Genesis chapter 42. Oh, I left off last week in Genesis chapter 41, verse 5. Let me start there today, right now. In your hearing, please listen to Genesis 41, verse 5. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, and that's lack of food, the people cried unto Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go to Joseph. Go unto Joseph. What he says to do to you, do. And the famine was all over the face of the earth. And Joseph opened the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore, that it means was very severe in the land of Egypt, and all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so severe in all the land. And that ends the reading of Genesis chapter 41. Now let's go into Genesis chapter 42, and hopefully my Father in heaven will help me to read chapters 42 as well as 43 in your hearing today. Let's go. Let's read. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his son, well, by then his name was no longer Jacob, it was Israel, said unto his sons, why do you look upon one another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get down there and buy for us from there. And buy from them, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. And Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob's son, brother, and said, let me read verse 4 again for your hearing, because it's important that you understand that Jacob is not going to send Benjamin with them this time. So let's read verse 42, chapter 42, verse 4 again. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brethren, where he said, least peradventure, perhaps, that means perhaps, this should befall him. The sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan, and Joseph was the governor over the land. And he said, it was that, excuse me, sheep, and he, it was that sold all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. Do you remember when they were saying that he is a dreamer? He was telling his brothers that they were going to bow down for him, before him one day. And here they are, bowing down. If they have been in the earlier chapters that I read to you, but instance today, we are to read chapter 38. I read chapter 38 to you about a week and a half ago. And now that has brought me to where I am today, in Genesis chapter 42. Let's pick up at verse 7. And Joseph saw his brethren, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spake roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence cometh you? They said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph said, and Joseph knew his brethren, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dream which he dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies, and ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, nay, my lord, but to buy food are they servants come, or thy servants come. They came, they're telling him that they're not spies, but they're there to buy food. Verse 11, we are all one man's son. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. Behold, the servants, let me see, I looked up at the computer and I've lost my space. Let me go back to verse 11. And we are one man's sons. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land, ye are come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, that it is that I speak unto you, saying, you are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. And another word for proved is tested. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall go not. Let me read verse 15 again. Hereby ye shall be proved, and that is tested. by the life of Pharaoh, you shall not go forth hence, except you, youngest brother, come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall all be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether ye are, ye be the truth, whether there be any truth in you, or else the life of Pharaoh. Surely ye are spies. Verse 17, and he put them all together into the yard 3 days. And Joseph said unto them, third day, do this and live, for I fear God. If you be true men, let your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses, and bring your youngest brother unto me, so that ye, your words, and ye shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother. It is that we saw anguish in his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore is this distress upon us, that what he is saying, therefore, this anguish or this suffering is upon us. Verse 22, and Reuben answered them, saying, speak I not unto you, saying, do not sin against this child? And ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spake unto them by the interpreter. And he returned himself about from them and wept, turned to them again to commune or to talk. The word commune here means to talk with them, and took from them Simeon and bound him there before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded, or he talked with them, verse 25. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provisions for the day. And thus did he unto them. And they laden here means loaded. And they loaded their asses. And of course, you know that asses are their donkeys with corn, and departed thence. This means from there. And as one of them opened the sack to give their ass, their donkeys, provision or render in the inn, that is to feed their donkeys at the inn, he noticed his money, for behold, it was in the sack's mouth. And he said unto his brethren, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in the sack's mouth. And their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God has done? that to us? What is this that God has done to us? And they came to Jacob, their father, into the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, "The man who is the Lord of the land spake roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, We are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brethren, so sons of our father. One is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan." And the man said, I'm losing my place again. And the man said, "The Lord of the country said unto us, Hereby shall I know, true men, leave one of your brothers here with me, and take your food for the famine of your household, and be gone, and bring yourself, and bring your youngest brother unto me. Then shall I know that you are no spies, but that you are true men. So will I deliver your brother, and ye shall traffic here me to trade in the land." And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in the sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said unto them, "Me have bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not. And ye shall take Benjamin away? All these things are against me." And Reuben spake unto his father, saying, "Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, I will bring him to thee." And he said, "My son." And he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for this brother is dead, and he is left alone." Let me read verse 38 again for your hearing. "And he said, My son shall not go down with you, but his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which he go, then shall ye bring down my gray hairs, which with sorrow to the grave." So that's the end reading of chapter 42. Once they run out of food, they will have to go back. So let's read chapter 43 for your hearing. I pray that our Father in heaven will give you understanding of what was read to you in verse 43 that we will read now, starting at chapter 1. "And the famine was sore in the land." And that means severe, sore, S-O-R-E, severe in the land. "And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, men did solemnly say unto us, saying, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And if you will send your brother with us, we will go down and buy food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, you shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, wherefore dealt he so ill with me, as to tell the man whither he had yet a brother? And he said, the man asked our state. The man, that means he asked about our family and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? And you another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. And when the tenor means between baritone and alto, these words, could we strictly know that he would say, bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel his father, send the lad with us, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. Verse 9, I will surety for him. I will personally, surety means it. I will personally be responsible for him. Of my hand shall thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. Linger, surely, and now we return this second time. And their father said unto them, it must be so now. Take the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down the men a present, a little balm and a little honey, spice and myrrh, nuts and almonds, and take double money in your hand, and the money that your brother again in the mouth of the sacks, carry it again. Let me read verse 12 again for your hearing. And take double money in your hand, and the money that you brought again in the mouth of your sack, it again in your hands, pre-adventure. That means perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise. Go again unto the man, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. And if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took the presents, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and they rose up and went down to Egypt and stood before Joseph. And Joseph saw Benjamin with them. He said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay and make ready where these men shall dine with me at noon. And the men did as Joseph bade, that means as Joseph ordered. And the man brought the men unto Joseph's house, and the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And he said, because the money that was returned in your sacks at the first time we brought in, that we may seek occasion against him and fall upon us and take us for bondsmen in our asses. And of course, you know, asses mean donkeys. And they came near to, excuse me, see if I'm having a burp. And they came near to the house. Let me read verse 19 again. And they came near to the stewards of Joseph's house and communed with him and talked. Commune means to talk with him at the door of the house and said, oh, sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the end that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack. Our money in weight, in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We could not tell who put our money in the sack. And he said, peace be upon you. You are not your God, and the God of your father has given you treasures in your sacks. And I had your money, and I brought Simeon out unto them. And let me read verse 23 again into your hearing. Perhaps I will not make as many mistakes. Other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food, and we cannot tell who put the money in our sacks. And he said, peace be unto you. You're not your father, your God, and your God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. And the man besought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water. And they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provider, that is, donkey food. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon, for they heard that they could eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them, wherefore, and said, is this your father's will? And the old man, let me read verse 27 again to your hearing, see? And he asked them of their welfare and said, is your father well? The old man of whom ye spake, is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant, your father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obedience. That is, and he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son. And he said, is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste that, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. Let me read verse again. And he lifted up his eyes and looked to brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste to his bowels, did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to wept. And he entered into his chambers and wept there. And he wished, and he washed his face and went out and restrained himself and said, set on bread. I am going to stop here at verse 32. I'm going to stop at verse 31. If God blesses me to come back, I will start at verse 43, verse 31. Let's have a closing prayer for your hearing. We have learned a lot from this one chapter. Father in heaven, we thank you for everything that you've done for us, especially your protection this day and every day, and for your prosperity in your surest name. Thank you, Father. As in James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you this Friday at 5 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio, so that we will pick up reading in your hearing. I want you, saints, also to go to Amazon, order my 3 books, The Unseen, The Broken Plant, and The Passing. Please order my books. I want to be a rich woman. I want to get that house. I still have my heart set on that house that I want to get in Zip Code 14. May God bless me to get it. And thank you all for listening to me. God loves you, and I love you too.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love, and His wisdom will be our hope and hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Thankful and glad that Jesus.